Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's Headache Pill, the Patreon exclusive podcast starring me as myself. So let's look back to April Fool's Day. I know we're well into April by now, but I wanted to just go back to April Fool's Day one more time to talk about a story that I couldn't talk about in the video. The main reason behind this is that it involves talking about what is ultimately a prank, but it talks about something that is dead. And I think I was just hesitant to show imagery and discussion of a deceased thing, as we'll soon come to talk about. In fact, you probably already guessed what I'm talking about anyway from the title of this podcast. But so about the dead fairy, basically. I couldn't talk about it in the video because I was worried that, you know, YouTube will probably flag me discussing a dead body or even the images, which are fake, that people will, that might get reported because they look like a dead body, all this stuff. Basically, I was just worried that me even flirting with showing imagery of something fake dead might result in YouTube's kind of content warning or demonetized little trigger finger there to hit my video. So I avoided talking about it. It's one of the most infamous moments of Internet April Fools. So sort of a pity to not be able to discuss it. In a manner, it's okay because there wasn't so much a narrative place to put it, because it wasn't really, it's nothing to do with Google, it's not really a news story as such. I mean, the news did pick up on it, but it's kind of like be after its kind of rise and reveal that it was all a fake, and it kind of really didn't fit into the rest of it, because it wasn't so much about, well, as we'll come to discuss, it wasn't so much about people like disliking April Fool's Day and the stuff that, you know, is obviously fake and stuff like that. Basically, this was a prank that worked really, really well. And because it involves a dead fairy, I avoided using it in the video itself. So that's what I'm going to discuss with you now. So this is the dead fairy hoax. So it's in 2007, and there is this sculptor named Dan Baines. And he works on movies. I believe he's a designer for magicians. That's kind of his job. So basically prop building, right? And in 2007, building up to April Fool's Day, I mean. Like, you don't do it bang on the day. He was building up a bit of momentum a few days ahead of time. But he revealed that he had discovered the remains of a fairy. I have the archived website here. The title is "Do Fairies Live at the Bottom of Your Garden?" Well, maybe not anymore, but a recent discovery would suggest that they probably did. What appears to be the mummified remains of a fairy have been discovered in the Derbyshire countryside. The 8-inch remains, complete with wings, skin, teeth and flowing red hair, have been examined by anthropologists and forensic experts, who can confirm that the body is genuine. X-rays of the fairy reveal the anatomically identical skeleton to that of a child. The bones, however, are hollow, that suggests like those of a bird, making them particularly light. The puzzling presence of a navel even suggests that the beings reproduce the same as humans, despite the absence of reproductive organs. So, fairy fucking, hey! So, yeah, and I'm looking at these pictures here. Perhaps I will share links in the description of this video so you can look at this yourself. Be warned, it's a bit gross, but it is fake. I should continue to emphasize that this is real. But if you're curious to look at it, you know, you can look at these pictures here. And it's like, it's a very well-made piece. It's like the wings look like leaves. I believe they look like, they just look like he's pinned on a couple of leaves to the back of this figure, because you can sort of see the streaks that you would see on a leaf, you know, like the stems on the petal of the leaf itself. I don't know what that part's called, but you know what I mean. So, and like, yeah, clearly a very small and delicate thing. There's like little details of including like police evidence bags next to it and stuff like that. Sort of the real emphasis being that this is like a very genuine discovery. What's very interesting about this is that this was not on social media, right? This wasn't Twitter. This wasn't Facebook. This wasn't like, this didn't blow up, like on like a social media site or YouTube or whatever. This is just this guy's own site, right? It's called the Lemurden Circle, and I mean, I assume that has to be connected to the Magic Circle, given that he works for magicians and stuff. So, he's going anonymously here, but basically being like, look, I discovered this thing while I was walking about. I was walking along at the lane at the point which passes the old Iron Age Barrow burial mound, when my dog began to bark and act rather strangely. He was barking in the direction of the barrow and would not go anywhere near it, which was strange as we walked past it almost every day. I was curious and approached the mound to see what could be disturbing him, and then I noticed something odd. And it's just this manky dead fairy. So there was like, he kind of keeps it, a lot of the details ambiguous, but kind of weird. There's a lot of photos here. There's a great number of photos. Really trying to lay into the point that this sort of the truth of the creature is undeniable, but the details surrounding it he's keeping vague, right? How could such creatures have existed without detection for so many years? Cryptozoologists who have examined the remains suspect they may have evolved to suit their surroundings so well they may be virtually invisible to the naked eye. Their wings and skin pigmentation would camouflage them extremely well, and they would probably live in the treetops and rarely venture down to the ground level. So, like, even dipping into a bit of lore and stuff like that, like, this would be a bigger deal than just this website if this were true, right? And that's a point I'm going to come back to. But interestingly, this was just on this guy's website. He posted it, and like, he was obviously going to build up to April Fool's Day and like that be kind of the big reveal, right? According to the site, x-rays show the fairy's body structure was the same of a child, as we just covered, and hollow like a bird. So the thing was, this website then started to accumulate a lot of hits, right? This is back when websites had hits. This was back when, like, people owning their own websites meant something. And it wasn't just a redirect to Twitter or to YouTube or whatever, right? So, there was just a because of the authenticity that the pictures gave and the story around it, and like, there's just the fact that, like, if you believe in fairies and this turns out to be true, or if you believe in fairies and this turns out to be a hoax, your belief in fairies isn't really shaken. If you believe in fairies and this turns out to be true, this would be magical. If you don't believe in fairies and this turns out to be true, this would be mind-blowing. And if you don't believe in fairies and you don't think it's true, then nothing changes. So basically, it's kind of the perfect kind of, like, formula for this sort of thing to blow up, particularly with those people who may believe in fairies being real. And so this sort of, like, almost definitive evidence of this being utterly true. It was just very well made, right? It's just a blog. It's just a relatively simple website. It's not, you know, it's not dressed up in any particular way. It's just a lot of text, and a lot of photos. Not much more there to sort of to try and compel you. You know, it's not a video. There's no, like, you know, that would cover, you know, music and the close-ups and stuff, you know, all to sort of manipulate you emotionally. It's almost quite frank in that regard. You know, it's just kind of like, here's the plain and simple information. A lot of it they've made up, But like, you know, it's so frankly put that it's almost unceremonious in its descriptive. It's not like, oh my god, I discovered this thing and this is wild. You know, it's just like, we have discovered this and we've learned from it that this remains contain this and it does that. Yeah, it's so frank, it's so straightforward that it's quite compelling in how believable it sounds. Because it's being described without agenda, you know. It's just being described quite literally. So the last quote here is like, "I am now in possession of the fairy, which remains, which I plan to return to the barrow shortly. I will then reseal the barrow so that the Hollow Hill and its contents are not rediscovered." So the whole point of it being, I'm going to put it back, and no one will ever see this again. So. Like, and then leaves his contact details on there for press and publications and stuff. So, like, yes, this very much blew up. I have to say, it blew up in 2007 terms. So, like, it got 20,000 hits in a day, which, like, it's not a lot in the grander scheme of online things. You wouldn't think that something getting 20,000 hits would be considered viral or, like, newsworthy even, and that's not to despair of, like, you know, small YouTube channels and stuff like that. You know, 20,000k would be a big deal. That certainly would be a big deal to me, not even, like, you know, 5-6 years ago, right? But back then in 2007, like, it basically in 2023, 20,000 hits doesn't sound like a lot to become newsworthy. But 2007, yeah, that was a big... And on someone's own website. Again, this isn't Twitter. This isn't YouTube. This isn't, like, some website that's algorithmically built around discoverability and shareability within its own platform. This is on a guy's website. And so for that news to spread and for people to collect, to sort of all group on one website is a big deal. And especially, you know, obviously 20,000 is a big number for them, right? I can't imagine how many hits they had prior to the fairy. Clearly this is a big deal and it blew up in a big way for them. Noticing that there was this kind of big interest in the fairy, they couldn't help but follow up with a statement of some kind. So this is now on April Fool's Day. This is now on April 1st. And they said, "Thank you for showing interest in the story. If you believe in fairies, as I personally do, there would always be an element of doubt in your mind that should the fairy that would suggest the remains are a hoax. However, the magic created by the possibility of the fairy being real is something you will remember the rest of your life. Alas, the fairy is fake. But my interest and belief has allowed me to create a work of art that is convincing and magical. I was also interested to see if the fairy folklore is still a valid belief in modern society, and I'm pleased to say that yes, it is. I have had more response from believers than I ever thought possible. As well as an artist, I am also a magician, and you have been a fantastic audience." So, fulfilling his promise on April Fool's Day, he came forward and said it was a prank. Clearly not meant in any sense of bad blood or bad faith. It's not like he's not done it to, like, wind up or upset. I think he just kind of probed into how people feel about this and was met by a resounding lot of people saying, yes, I would like this to be real. I believe it's real. I mean, it's a little bit of a cheek to sort of post on April Fool's Day, several days before April Fool's Day, and then have April Fool's Day be the reveal that it was an April Fool's Day. But, you know, sure, it was fine. It's 2007. It's probably fine. So, but yes, the intent here clearly isn't to wind up, upset, anger, or anything like that. He's not trying to make a fool out of anyone. He seems to sincerely, you know, hold the magical belief in fairies himself. So while this was fake, you know, he's happy to find that people believe in fairies and sort of there's, I guess there's something quite validating in that respect, you know. But this story continues for some reason, okay? So yes, whilst the Derbyshire fairy is a fake, shortly after this, it was sold on eBay. He decided to put up there's another update on this. Let's see. The Derbyshire fairy story has died down. It's time to part with my beautiful creation. And then sells the item on eBay. So the fairy went on sale on eBay and it sold for £280. So cool. I mean, I feel like it's a shame, like, given the detail and the care that went into creating this thing, not to mention how, like, delicate it must be to courier or to post, mail in the post. I hoped it would cut on a bit more than £300. But again, yeah, do you see what I mean? This sounds like such a small story, right? It's 20,000 hits in a day and £280 it was sold for. So, like, again, relatively speaking, for a newsworthy kind of big deal prank, this still seems pretty, you know, small beans, all things considered. You know, I would have paid more than £300. I'd expect to pay more than £300 for a dead fairy, real or not, you know. So, and I have no idea what happened to it next. I don't know who bought it, and I don't know where it went after that. I believe it went to a private collector. And what they've done with it since, we do not know. But yes, so it was heralded as being one of the greatest pranks of all time online, right? And I know there's been a lot more that's come out since, as I cover in the YouTube video. But for 2007, I guess in the scale and the scope of 2007. This was a big one. So it's done, right? So the fairy, he's come out and he's admitted that it was a fake, and he's even sold it. So it is done. It is just kind of business is concluded. It was just a fun little prank, and people moved on, except they did not. So what happened since was that even though he came forward and said that it was a prank, people didn't believe him, right? People suspected that the April Fool's prank, the backstory, all of that was a hoax. There was this genuine belief that the creator of the fairy was coerced into covering up the truth, right? You know, government conspiracy, secret agents, men in black, you know, this kind of thing, where he was told, you have to claim that it was a fake. You have to say that it was a fake, and because we must cover up the truth of fairies. I don't know what there is to cover up about fairies. I mean, Why would they be covered up? I mean, if the government had to step in to cover up the existence of fairies, I can only presume that's because either there's something being exploited about the fairies. You know, like their pixie dust is helping fuel the United States Armed Forces or something, right? It's not bullets, it's magic, right? Something like that. They have to be capitalized on, right? In order to be kept... So they've been kept a secret from, like, I guess, fairy rights groups, and are being milked for their magic pixie dust for some kind of, like, corporate capitalistic gain, right? That would be one reason to cover it up. So they're being used. The second one being to protect public order, I guess. so like to protect the fact that the fairies are like vicious and they will kill you, and they have been known to like drag children into burrows, and I don't know, like, so but like so if they're real, then they have to be kept hidden from the public eye to not cause a panic. I don't know what the fear is, or what the why someone would cover up the existence of fairies. If you are a fairy believer, if you are someone who believes in fairies, and that's very sweet, and that, I'm not trying to like mock you or anything like that, but like, why would someone cover up the existence of fairies? You know, what is the consent? Is there a consensus, or people disagree on this aspect too? Like, why? What game would there be made to cover up the existence of fairies by official bodies? Right, I don't know, but either way, people didn't believe it was an April Fool's. They thought it was real, and they have continued to like message the guy behind it ever since, sort of getting him to try to readmit that it was true and stuff like that. It's just exhausting, right? Because that ties into the general thesis of the whole nature of misinformation on the internet that I covered in the video. The fact that, like, sometimes a fake story can get so far before the truth has the chance to catch up with it. And it can be quite damaging if it's sort of done incorrectly. The fact that the guy who made just a very well-made, but all things considered, a pretty innocent prank, you know, continues to be harassed about it. You know, that, you know, you can't really predict that, can you? And it's just a shame, but that's almost like the very nature of the way these things sort of work, where you would put something out there, even if it's a joke, or it's you think it's clearly a joke, and people take it seriously and misconstrue and sort of paint this sort of bizarre and bad and you know, a just alternate picture of the situation that is well beyond the truth, but it is the justification they have in their mind for explaining what they, you know, rather than see things for what they are, they see things for what they want, and they will bend the reality around them to accommodate for that, even if it gets to weird excesses, such as messaging a magician about the joke fairy he made in 2007. So, yeah, so I mean, apparently, I don't know, he seems to be taking this in his stride. You know, he says he spends many hours a day replying to emails on the subject and stuff like that. So, who knows? You know, maybe in retrospect, if I had, you know, reached out to the guy, and you know, he probably would have talked to me on the subject. But again, I was just hesitant to sort of address the dead fairy on YouTube for fear of what the algorithm and the scanners. I mean, like, the fact that, like, we've had other videos, like, particularly on, like, the Tom Scar and Friends channel, for seemingly arbitrary reasons, and, well, I say reasons, they don't tell us reasons, but they randomly, they'll just decide, no, not this video, and we don't know why, so we got to play things weirdly, extremely safe sometimes, and so, likewise, I didn't want this video to suffer, so the fact that there was this even minutely risky thing, I just didn't want to put it in the video for fear of what they would do to the whole video as a result. So there you go. That is the bizarre story of the dead fairy, of Derbyshire. I'm trying to see if there's any other subsequent updates, but basically, like, he's there's like a section on his own website now where he, you know, he's got the fairies of he just discusses the original press release and the news story and stuff like that on his site. There's a couple of BBC articles that talk about this thing, but it is still ultimately just, yeah, it's just a a broadly harmless prank, although it has led some people to not take it that way. So instead of people being like really upset that they were tricked, they just refused to believe it was a trick in the first place. People are weird. I think that's the general thing. People are weird, and the internet makes it a bit weirder. So I still very much love and enjoy April Fool's Day. And I do have the... I know everyone in the comments at the time when I released the video was talking about the murder of Sonic. So I got that game. I can't wait to play it. Yeah. That's the thing, but I still enjoy April Fool's Day, and I look forward to it every year. And maybe there'll come a time where the Dead Fairy story can be sort of better explored, maybe by somebody else, to be honest. Yeah, I'm sure there's other YouTube channels that could probably cover this story that are more on the kind of that can navigate the YouTube obstacle course that is discussing death, murder, mystery stuff without getting all de-algorithmed and stuff. So who knows? That's something for another day, perhaps. But either way, that's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this weird little recap of something that didn't happen. And I will see you again next time. All right, take care.